In this bulletin, the leader of the Nationals calls for federal MPs to visit remote Indigenous communities more often, not just in times of crisis. More protests across the United States against police after video of the killing of a black man is released. And in sport, questions raised about the timing of A-League football matches. Good afternoon from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadib. Nationals leader David Littleproud says Indigenous people in remote communities would be better served by more frequent visits by federal MPs rather than a voice to Parliament. Mr. Littleproud says the voice to Parliament would only add an extra layer of bureaucracy and would not address the concerns of Indigenous people. He spoke to Sky News with a referendum on enshrining the Indigenous voice in the Constitution due to be held later this year.
And it's a bespoke model that needs to be put out there, not sending Indigenous Australians to Canberra. We've done that before and it failed. And that's what they're going to do again. History's repeating itself. We're simply saying, send the bureaucracy to these communities, sit around the campfires, sit around the town halls, and come up with the solutions to close the gap.
A Northern Territory senator has warned against the need for a Defence Force intervention in the region as a response to the crime crisis in Alice Springs. Senator Malarne Deary McCarthy told Sky News on Sunday there's still trauma in communities from when federal intervention occurred in 2007.
That there are traumatised families and people, and we have to be ever conscious of that, even in our own coverage, whether it's politicians or the media. So there is an important layer here that I'm incredibly mindful of.
Senator McCarthy also says she's hopeful that there will be a positive change in Alice Springs following the national spotlight on crime issues in the area. Crime rates in Alice Springs have led to a three-month ban on the sale of takeaway alcohol on Mondays and Tuesdays, with trading hours reduced on other days and purchasing limits put in place. A man in his 60s has died after a suspected snake bite east of Brisbane. It's believed a brown snake bit his hand at a private property at Kensington Grove just before 10 a.m. on Saturday. The man was in critical condition when paramedics arrived, but he later died. Police are not treating the death as suspicious and will prepare a report for the coroner. Protesters across the United States continue to demonstrate against police brutality following the release of video showing Tyree Nichols being beaten by five Memphis police officers. The ordeal captured in the video has transformed Nichols into the case in the spotlight of a U.S. racial justice movement galvanized by the 2020 killing of George Floyd. Al Sharpton, who runs the National Action Network, will deliver the eulogy at Nichols' funeral service next week. He says he takes this case seriously and personally because he spent years fighting for equality to allow black people to become police officers.
We marched to get blacks and browns in the police department. And you got the nerve to get in a department and put on a badge and a gun and treat us as bad as others did. We thought if we got you in, that you would stand up to treat us like you treat others. Right. But you are now imitating the worst in policing, so you're going to pay the same price that others pay.
A new vending machine has opened in a port town near Tokyo selling whale meat. The Kujira, or whale store, is an unmanned 24-hour operation booth housing triple vending machines for whale sashimi, whale bacon, whale blubber, whale steak, and canned whale meat. Prices range from $6 to $19. The meat comes from the whales caught off the Japanese coasts. Konumo Kubo is the spokesperson for the company behind the vending machines, Kyodo Senpaku Company. Many major supermarkets used to be harassed by anti-whaling groups. Although they barely face much harassment anymore, they remain cautious about selling whale meat. As a result, there are many consumers who want to eat but cannot find or buy whale meat. We launched vending machines at unmanned stores for those people. The Japanese whaling industry consists of a single operator and a few hundred people. Questions have been raised about the timing of A-League football matches. Several players were treated for heat stroke after a women's match kicked off 35-degree heat. Two Western United players were treated by medical staff at McKellar Park after their side's 5-0 win against Canberra United on Saturday. They were cleared at the ground by paramedics and were not transferred to hospital. But it raised the issue of why the game was not pushed back to a later time slot given the forecasted sweltering conditions. The teams had a drinks break twice each half at 15-minute intervals. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.